that to live life is to exist through time. So existence is time related, and the whole spectrum of time is made up of the past, present, and the future. Past is already gone, so no longer a reality. Future yet to come, also not a reality. Hence, the only reality is the present moment, the here and the now. And this is the highest in life. But to transcend life, one has to transcend even this present moment to realize the cessation of form and mind, which is Nibbana. The present moment, which is the only reality, is the highest in life, where everything arises and passes away. But this present moment is so transient. The moment you talk about it, it is already dead and gone. So how real can it be? How real can life and existence be? See this clearly, contemplate, reflect, and understand, especially the impermanence and empty nature of existence, so that your wisdom can be very penetrating. Then moment to moment, life passes by, what are you doing? Are you mindful of the moment? If you cannot see this, then you are not meditating, because you lack awareness or heedfulness. If you can see this, then you are heedful. When you are heedful, you will come to understand that most heedless beings are too busy heedlessly thinking, planning, and worrying about life. So much so, they totally miss out on life. Then the next point, silence your mind and ask yourself the above question. This is a very good way to check your cultivation. Check whether you are ever mindful or not. Check whether your mind is trained or not. The trained mind is heedful, quiet, peaceful, tranquil, and still within, just aware with the wisdom. That is the trained mind. The untrained mind think a lot, heedless. So no point. Eh? To live life, we need to be with the moment without thought. To experience all of the pristine beauty and wonders of life within the moment without thought, there is only an awareness of silence, peace, tranquility, stillness, and clarity. Have you really silenced your mind to experience that? Check. If you have not done that, if you don't have the ability, means your daily mindfulness is still not stable. Means you have yet to develop the real training of the mind. Means your mind is still lacking, the five spiritual faculty is not stable. You have not stabilized your sati or silent mind in the form of meditation. And your daily mindfulness cannot be stable because of that. Then the next point is, for example, drinking a cup of Chinese tea with full awareness without thought is zazen or zen meditation. Without thought, there is no fear, no worry, no anxiety, no thinking. Your mind is fully conscious or aware, tranquil and still in pure awareness. That is what the enlightened being's mind is about. They hardly think. They only think when there is a need to think. Otherwise, they are quiet and peaceful most of the time. They are just silently aware within. The moment you label a thing, example, microphone, you are no longer seeing the actual thing, no longer observant. You have tuned off the observation and instead retrieve the concept plus the image of that microphone from your memory. We are seeing through that memory's lens. So this one is the word coined by my daughter, which is very good. So I use them back. I just rephrase a bit to make it clear. So this one is very good. The direct seeing, the real seeing, when you see things as they are, there is no word, no concept, nothing. You see the reality, the pure awareness, the pure perception of this before the labeling, just as it is. Not even the color and all those things, just as it is. Then you can see things as they are, the pristine beauty. Everything is very pristine, like new. You don't go and retrieve from memory, oh, I've seen this before. No, it's the true mind, the silent mind, just aware of this whole thing. This whole thing is so beautiful. When you can have this ability, I said to you, by then you should awaken already, because your mind has hardly any thought. If there is thought, you cannot do it. You cannot do it.